T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined by Robert Hodson of the advocacy group Road to Recovery on the day where the Diocese of Buffalo expected to name names of priests accused of abuse. Robert, thanks for joining us. And what do you make of this development? I'm sure you're thinking it's the right thing for the diocese to do.
Oh, it certainly is a step in the right direction. However, we've waited decades for this, and it is outrageous that a courageous victim like Michael Whalen and then even an alleged pedophile priest, Father Norbert Orsowitz, are the reasons, actually, for the calling of this action today. We've had at least four bishops, who could have done yeoman work in revealing all of this many, many years ago, and even in the past 5.5 years with Bishop Malone.
Well, Robert, how significant is this toward transparency?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, but as we know, the Church has never, ever, ever really been transparent, and we're not going to have transparency today. There's going to be dozens and dozens of questions that arise from the information that will be released today, and I don't expect Bishop Malone to release all of the information.
Well, what does this give to the victims, give to your group, them naming these names? Is it any sort of, do you take it as any sort of good faith effort, or is it just, in your mind, mounting pressure finally led to this most basic step?
Well, the Church usually doesn't do anything unless it's forced to, kicking and screaming. And that's even in progress of regarding any issue. So this is another case where the Church is coming, kicking and screaming, into modernity or into truth-telling, into justice. Yes, it is a great boon to victims whenever any kind of information and transparency is exhibited. And this will help some victims to heal and gain some validation and closure.
Robert, you said a minute ago that you don't expect the bishop to release all of the information. What are you expecting? Names that we've already heard?
Well, we may hear the names of the priests who have been credibly accused, but I doubt that Bishop Malone is going to release the files on each of those priests. And by the files, I mean where were all of these priests stationed? Who were the supervisors who transferred these men despite the fact that they knew they were being accused of some sort of pedophilic behavior or other abusive behavior? We need to know all of the facts surrounding these cases. In addition, how many of these cases were referred to law enforcement for investigation so that these criminals and crimes can be held accountable?
It's been a few weeks now since the diocese announced a victims' compensation fund. In your eyes, how has that worked, and has that gone anywhere toward helping the victims?
Well, that's another program that the Church was forced into, kicking and screaming, because, 2 days after Michael Whalen, the courageous Michael Whalen, went public, Bishop Malone announced that program. However, if you noticed, one of the things he first announced was that the deadline for that program was March 1st, 2018. Now, he has claimed that he will look at cases on a case-by-case basis, but we want that date to be lifted, and we want him to say today, any victim who was victimized in the Diocese of Buffalo by a clergy person may enter that program without any limitations.
All right, Robert, in an attempt to get documentation, or you say like the files on these priests, could that involve litigation once you have names?
Well, we don't know. You see, because of the statute of limitations in New York, most of these cases, I predict, will be beyond the statute of limitations. However, we then will be able to say that's why we need the Child Victims Act, in order to not only change the statute of limitations, but allow people with a 1-year window at least to hold their abusers accountable in the courts of law.
So if we get in New York State the Child Victims Act this year, conceivably soon, you could then proceed on that.
Absolutely. Yes, we could. And the church is the biggest roadblock to getting that Child Victims Act passed. The New York State Catholic Conference is the most principal lobbyist against that bill, and that, too, is outrageous.
You've mentioned a few times that the diocese is kicking and screaming toward any sort of resolution or anything that looks like a resolution. What, in your mind, would be the diocese not kicking and screaming but being proactive? What could they announce today that would prove to you that they're actually sorry about what has happened in the past?
Complete and total honesty and transparency regarding everything about the Diocese of Buffalo. Its cases, its finances, allowing the people of the diocese to have all the information that they're entitled to, especially the children of the diocese who were so awfully harmed, through many, many decades. And that would be the signal that the church is finally going to be honest and transparent.
Robert, you've been dealing with this for years and in other cities too. Is this going the way in Buffalo as it has in other cities?
Yes. By the way, the church is the same in every diocese, and nothing really has changed. In fact, we seem to be going backwards in many, many situations. I have found in my work that the church began to make steps, in 2002, 2003. And then there were a few steps like, offering transparency, and some dioceses did publish the list of their abusers, et cetera. But I would say during the past 3, 4, 5 years, the church seems to be regressing.
All right. Well, Robert, thank you for the time. It's Robert Hodson of Road to Recovery, a group representing some of the victims of clergy abuse on the day where the Buffalo Diocese expected to name names of priests who have been accused.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.